Welcome to episode 225 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Today we wrap up our week-long study of the Acts of the Apostles as we continue to work through our year-long series, 50 Books of the Bible in 50 Weeks. The title of the book of Acts comes from the Greek word praxis, a word often used in early Christian literature to describe the great deeds of the apostles or other significant believers. This title accurately reflects the contents of the book, which is a series of vignettes chronicling the lives of key apostles, especially Peter and Paul, in the decades immediately following Christ's ascension into heaven. Although the book does not specify an author, it is unquestioned that Luke, the physician, the evangelist, the gospel writer, is the author of this work. The Acts of the Apostles shows a clear progression from the gospel according to Luke, picking up just where that book leaves off. An ancient prologue to Luke's gospel indicates that Luke is first a follower of the apostles and then becomes close with Paul. This is exactly how the book of Acts unfolds, beginning with Peter and ending with Paul. Luke even begins to speak in the first person plural in the latter portion of Acts as he travels the Roman Empire alongside Paul. Acts ends abruptly with Paul imprisoned in Rome, waiting to bring his appeal before Caesar. It is worth noting that in this history of the early Christian church, Luke mentions neither Paul's death nor the persecution of Christians that breaks out under Emperor Nero. More than likely, Luke completes the book before either of these events occur, while Paul sits in prison awaiting the resolution of his appeal. Acts is the only biblical book that chronicles the history of the church immediately after Jesus' ascension. As such, it provides us with a valuable account of how the church is able to grow and spread out from Jerusalem into the rest of the Roman Empire. In only 3 decades, a small group of frightened believers in Jerusalem transform into an empire-wide movement of people who have committed their lives to Christ, ending on a high note with Paul on the verge of taking the gospel to the highest government official in the land, the Emperor of Rome. While Acts is a record of history, Luke weaves many theological themes into these stories to teach us about God and his mission. He shows us how God is working and speaking in this story and our own stories. Acts 2 verse 4. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. The emphasis of the book of Acts is the fulfillment of the Great Commission. Acts records the apostles being Christ's witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the surrounding world. The book of Acts sheds light on the gift of the Holy Spirit, who empowers, guides, teaches, and serves as our counselor. Reading the book of Acts, we are enlightened and encouraged by the power of the gospel as it spread throughout the world and transforms lives. Many miracles are performed during this time by the apostles to validate their message. The book of Acts covers the transitional time between the ascension of Christ and the completion of the New Testament canon, and the apostolic miracles are God's means of authenticating his message through the men who pen the Bible. God can do amazing things through ordinary people when he empowers them through his Spirit. The book of Acts shows God essentially taking a group of fishermen and commoners and using them to turn the world upside down. God takes a Christian-hating murderer and transforms him into history's greatest Christian evangelist, the author of almost half the books of the New Testament. God uses the persecution the Christians endure to help stimulate the incredibly rapid expansion of the fledgling church. God can and does do the same through us, changing our hearts, empowering us by the Holy Spirit, and giving us a passion to spread the good news of salvation through Christ. If we try to accomplish God's work in the world in our own power, we will fail. Like the disciples in Acts 2, we must faithfully proclaim the gospel, trust God for the results, and devote ourselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread, and to prayer. Here are 4 interesting stories from the book of Acts. There are dozens. Paul is preaching in Troas, and a teenager named Eutychus decides it will be a great idea to sit on the sill of an open third-story window. Once the sermon runs long, Eutychus falls asleep and falls out of the window, breaking his neck. Before his family can even start planning the funeral, Paul raises him to life again. Dorcas, Tabitha in Hebrew, is a beloved woman who is always doing good and helping the poor. When she dies, her friends call Peter and show him the beautiful garments she makes for the widows. Peter is moved and prays at her bedside. Miraculously, Dorcas regains life. As a result, many believe in the Lord. A group of Jesus followers have been meeting at the home of Mary, the mother of John Mark. This is possibly in the upper room where Jesus holds the Last Supper. They are praying Peter will be released from prison. After arresting and beheading the Apostle James, Agrippa plans the same fate for Peter. But moments before Peter's trial, an angel appears and rescues him. Once freed of the prison, Peter makes his way to Mary's house to let his friends know he is safe. Mary's servant girl, Rhoda, is so excited to see Peter, she leaves him outside the gate and rushes to tell those who are praying. Instead of believing that their earnest prayer for Peter has worked, they assume Rhoda is mistaken. It must be Peter's guardian angel. While Paul and Silas are in the city of Philippi, they encounter a female slave. She's apparently possessed by evil spirits that allow her to tell the future, and her owners exploit this gift for financial gain. She follows Paul and Silas around, shouting, "These men serve the Most High God! They are telling you how to be saved!" While this is true, the constant shouting becomes irritating. So finally, Paul casts out the spirits. Her owners, realizing that they have lost their source of income, have Paul and Silas arrested based on lies that they're encouraging people to break Roman laws. A melee ensues in which Paul and Silas are beaten, whipped, and thrown into prison. The jailer is told to watch them closely, so he puts them deep into the prison and shackles their feet so they cannot escape. About midnight, Paul and Silas are praying and singing hymns together for the other prisoners. Suddenly, an earthquake shakes the prison and the doors come loose and their chains fall off. They are free, but they do not leave. The jailer wakes up, sees all the cell doors open, and believes all the prisoners have escaped. He is sure that he is going to be in trouble. When lights are turned on, he sees Paul and Silas still in their prison cell and falls at their feet, asking how he can be saved. He and his whole family get baptized. What opportunities for sharing the gospel can you take advantage of in the days to come? This question should ring through your mind as you page through the book of Acts. In virtually every chapter, apostles such as Peter and Paul powerfully present the gospel to individuals and groups of people. The apostles portrayed in Acts shine with evangelistic zeal, showing a striking transformation from the often misguided disciples of the gospels. Clearly, the apostles' faith in the death and resurrection of Jesus produces a noticeable change in their hearts through the power of the Holy Spirit. Too often, our own lives do not reflect that sort of change. We struggle with fears over how others will react to our faith or with breaking out of our own routine long enough to invest in the life of someone else who needs the gospel. Allow Acts to encourage you to walk more closely with God so that you might make Christ's name known with the boldness and zeal of the apostles. Father, thank you for the examples of courageous early Christians who were on fire to tell the world about you. Give us similar zeal today. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.